Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Philip, the Buffalo Catholic Diocese has been providing parishes throughout Western New York a more clearer picture of the amount of money that they will need to allocate to the diocese as part of the $150 million clergy abuse settlement. What do you think of the diocese rationale on which parishes should pay how much for settlement payments?
Well, I do not believe that the diocese's rationale or methodology reflects the obligations that the bishop has to the people of his diocese. And I believe that the methodology violates the canon law of the Catholic Church.
What actions do you believe these parishes should have? What kind of legal standing that do they have that they can maybe push back with some of these payment totals then?
Well, in canon law, there is a recourse procedure that individuals or groups can pursue to correct any kind of bad decision or maladministration of the Catholic Church. And many of the groups are already familiar with that process and are using it to fight their parish mergers. It is pretty much the same process they would use to challenge the assessments that are being laid on the parishes. So under canon law, they would follow a similar process they followed with the parish merger appeals. In the common law of New York or the civil law, I don't know what that would be. I am not a civil lawyer, but I have encouraged the people that they may want to retain a civil lawyer to explore their options regarding these assessments, since each parish is separately incorporated in the state of New York, and the people themselves do have an investment as donors to these parishes.
When it comes to these settlement payments being issued by the diocese, is it totally up to the diocese, or should there be a clearer process with how those are issued?
Well, that's kind of a tangled question, because the process about the payments is being done completely in secular law. This is not a canon law issue. And of course, my expertise is in canon law. So I would not be the right person to ask. But I do believe that the diocese has created wrongful entanglement issues between the civil process and the canonical process. And these entanglement issues did not have to be. But I think that they have used certain procedures in one form or the other, blaming the one form or the other when it didn't have to be that way. So, but at the present time, my concern, and this is just an observation, this isn't a legal observation as much as it is just someone watching from the sidelines, is it's amazing to me that these parishes are carrying about 75% of the settlement weight, but they were not able to choose their representatives to hash out that settlement in the civil courts. Think about it. Let me put it this way. There's over 170 parishes in the diocese. That's my guess. I don't know the exact number, but there's well over 150 parishes in the diocese. Every parish is separately incorporated. The diocese is separately incorporated from the parishes. the diocese files Chapter 11, and then they file this process to incorporate all of the parishes into the Chapter 11 settlement in order to avoid lawsuits against any parish. So now you have over 150 defendants in this lawsuit, and you have over 150 plaintiffs in the Chapter 11 settlement pursuit. But only one of those plaintiffs is choosing their representatives in the court, and that's the diocese. But every one of them, but all the others, the vast majority are going to carry 75% of the financial weight of the settlement, but they weren't able to choose anyone to represent them in those settlement discussions. I kind of have a problem with that.
So if there are any parishioners or parishes that do have further concerns and do wish to seek advice with St. Joseph's canon law, what advice do you have for them in order to go seek that help?
Well, from the civil side, I think they need to go find a civil lawyer. They need to find a lawyer in the state of New York who would review their situation and give them some very frank advice on what can and can't be done to correct the abuse. On the canon law side, the parishes should be pursuing the same avenues that they pursued to defend themselves against the mergers.
And on the other side of the settlement, I don't know what more you can tell me about how it's determined how much a single victim may be getting as part of the settlement with the diocese that they agreed upon.
I have no idea. And the way that methodology is determined, I really don't know. In my previous life, I was a child protective caseworker in the state of Ohio. And I did investigations. My expertise, if you would, was sexual abuse, and investigated sex abuse actions, and worked closely with law enforcement to put these guys behind bars. So I worked closely with victims. Following that job, I worked very closely with adolescents and children, many of whom were victims of sexual misconduct, not necessarily of priests, but just victims of sexual misconduct. So I have a pretty good understanding of at least from a clinical point of view, of what the victims are going through and the difficulty they're facing. And I feel very badly for them, and there needs to be justice for them. That certainly is part of the recovery, if you would, that can assist them in recovery. But I also know that in my experience of these kinds of settlements, when you're looking at these class action suits and these Chapter 11 settlements that are settling the class action suits, the lawyers are going to get a lot of money. And then the victims are going to get what's left over. You know, I have no idea how much is going to be doled out in this particular case. I do know of a case in a completely different location, completely different state, where the settlement, about 60%, I believe, of the settlement amount went to the lawyers. And 40% was then divided. After paying certain costs, was divided among the victims, but it was parceled out through a trust fund. And so when it came down to it, each victim was getting a few thousand dollars. Now, there was a whole lot more victims in that particular case than we have here in Buffalo, a whole lot more. But nonetheless, you weren't looking at large sums of money helping the victims. You were looking at a large sum of money going to the law firm that was handling the class action suit. I don't know what that is here. I have no idea how much the lawyers are going to get. I have no idea how the courts are going to approve the settlement. I think it's a good question. I'm just the wrong person to ask.
Very fair. Anything else, Phil, that you want to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
I know that the diocese has kind of equivocated between saying that this is an assessment of the parishes and or it's a contribution. And of course, in some of their documentation, they imply that this is an obligatory payment that the parishes have to make. And certainly the way they have arranged it and the way they portrayed it in the vicariate meetings would indicate that. But they keep pushing back, saying publicly, oh no, this is just a free will donation. Whether it's one or the other, it's contrary to canon law. Both of those possibilities for a parish to donate money as a free will donation or to pay a tax or an assessment to the diocese are governed very specifically in the canons of the church. And the canons that regulate both of those situations are violated by this methodology. So regardless of how the diocese is calling it, the contribution or a tax, it's a breach of law. And I encourage the pastors not to pay it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.